This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
We welcome everybody on this half-hour brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf online at sunburymotors.com, Ford Kia Hyundai, the best in new inventory. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors Guarantee. They go over every vehicle in the lot. And the service department, inspections routine, difficult. They handle it all at Sunbury Motors. 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. We'll get to Bob Nightingale in just a few minutes with the World Series getting underway tomorrow. The World Series getting underway Friday night and at Chavez Ravine because they had the best record, but also the passing of Fernando Valenzuela. When I was in Los Angeles 2 weeks ago, we had heard Valenzuela wasn't doing well. Now, so was I, was I shocked when I heard it? Only because I would have been if I hadn't been out there. They just said, at one point, they just said he wasn't doing well when we were out there. Well, you want to talk about charisma? Oh, my goodness. All right. Unreal. Never did. I don't think they've said what he died of. We just knew that he was not doing well. That's when we were out there. That's what we had heard. So the Yankees and the Dodgers get underway with the World Series, and this has been the series Major League Baseball has been dreaming of. They get Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge on the same stage for 4 to 7 nights. And that's going to be part of the big storyline in all of this, that the two stars, who are stars, are on there. And I believe we have Bob now?
No, he needs a couple minutes.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. We can get, as soon as Bob's ready, I'll be ready.
I was going to say... Last time this happened, he needed to talk to Reggie Jackson, so.
Yeah, well, you know.
It happens.
I was on a show a few weeks ago, and they said, hey, can we delay you being on the show? I said, sure. I said, because we're going to have the governor on. I said, you're bagging me talking about Penn State football for the governor? I mean, really? It's like, okay. I said, make your own mistakes. So it seemed like it was pretty important that the gov was on. So, yeah. So I stepped aside for the governor. I'll wait for Bob.
This is Pennsylvania. You're more important than the governor.
Oh, God. I don't think so. I don't think so. I would never... In a million years, right? Say that about our gov, okay? Okay,
you know, I don't think it would matter the governor, but I bet your popularity polls higher.
Oh, I don't know. But I'm not going to get into that. I'm staying way out of this. I don't need to get into this at all because it's not something I thought of. I just thought it was a funny story. Like I'm waiting for Bob, and I stepped aside for the gov. one day on a show.
All right. Now I'm trying to get you in trouble.
Yeah, I know. It's like, what are you doing here? My goodness. It's better off when we're out there attacking the suit. All right, so but we'll talk to him about all of this. And of course, Penn State, Wisconsin coming up Saturday. We'll get into that also a little bit later in the show. 7:30, 6 o'clock the airtime. And that, by the way, will be on Eagle 107. So we're looking forward to that very much and the trip out to Camp Randall. But, yeah, when we were out there, we had heard Fernando was not doing well because, I mean, he actually, like a week before, had stepped out of the broadcast booth. So, yeah. So he'd been working on their Spanish language broadcast, which, of course, is incredibly successful.
I was reading something yesterday. He never, in all the years, he never sat down for an in-depth interview or never gave much of his life story or anything. I found that part of it interesting as well.
Yeah, he never did. But
you think a book in the mid-80s by Fernando Valenzuela might have done some numbers.
Oh, I'm sure it would have. No, I'll never forget. Valenzuela comes on the scene, I want to say 81, and it's incredible. Fernando Mania. But, you know, it was back in the days where cable was in its infancy, and there weren't, you know, baseball games like that on cable. NBC had the Saturday game of the week. And so I think the Dodgers were playing the Reds, and it turned out that, as luck would have it, Fernando was pitching on a Saturday against the Reds. Well, I sat there and I watched the whole thing. He was great. You know, and that's just the way it was with him. He was charismatic. He had great style. Yeah, very special.
We do have Bob now, Steve.
Hello, Bob. Hey, thanks so much. I think the last time we were doing this, you had to stop in the middle and talk to Reggie Jackson, so I'm okay with all this stuff.
I just talked to Reggie yesterday, so we're okay.
Okay, well, good. So, you know, people don't realize, Reggie actually was a Philly guy. All right, so we were just talking about Fernando Valenzuela. When I was in Los Angeles 2 weeks ago, we had heard that he was not doing well. So it didn't come as a total shock when we heard he had passed away. I remember watching the NBC game of the week when he pitched against the Reds because I had to see him pitch. Was that the way Fernando Valenzuela was? He was a must-see every time he went to the mound?
He really was. The way he burst on the scene like that, you know, shutout after shutout. And, you know, you never heard anybody coming from Mexico and that sort of thing. You know what? He doesn't know English. And, he changed everything. And you go to Dodger games now, it's by a good 40% Latino crowd. And you still see the balance. You see more Valenzuela jerseys at Colfax or anybody else. But, yeah, he changed the whole marketplace and just a great guy. You know, saw him a lot over the years because he was doing the broadcast booth. And but yeah, you knew he never wanted to talk about it. You knew he wasn't right when I saw him last in late August, early September. When you talk to him, it's like there was a vacancy in there. So just like, you know, the cancer had taken its toll, and but never wanted any attention to it. Never even told his broadcast partners what was going on. Just everybody knew he was sick.
But wasn't that really the way he was? He never really talked about himself anyway. I mean, there are no in-depth interviews really with him, are there?
No, he didn't talk about himself. And, usually when time goes on, you'll see, you know, former players go to the clubhouse or go to the batting cage. That wasn't him. I never saw him go in the clubhouse, never saw him go in the field. Just did his job and acted like he never played a day of professional baseball. Sometimes I think he was kind of embarrassed by all the attention, you know, when he'd walk through the crowd, you know, that sort of thing, people screaming. But no ego whatsoever. Just a, you know, really nice, genuine person.
I'm going to guess that he would love this World Series matchup. Here it is. It's Ohtani. It's Judge. It's the Dodgers. It's the Yankees. Bob, in your opinion, is this a best-case scenario for Major League Baseball to draw ratings?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, nothing against the Rangers, the Texas Rangers, Arizona last year, but people just didn't really care outside the Southwest. But, yeah, this is a dream World Series. And, it's going downward. I think I was talking to Reggie about this yesterday. The 81 World Series. There are about 9 Hall of Famers in all, you know, if you include the umpires, Doug Harvey and Vince Scully behind the mic, that sort of thing. But this one, you could have 10 or 11, you know, when you're talking guys like Clayton Kershaw, Ohtani, a Judge, a Soto, a Betts, Dave Roberts, the way he's managing. So you got, got a chance, Garrett Cole, you got a chance for a lot of Hall of Famers from this World Series. So it's really star-studded.
I need to ask about Judge. He's hit 161 in this postseason, but the problem is it's not unusual. He is a 203 career postseason hitter. When you talk to people, why?
Steve, I can't hear you.
I said, I'm sorry about that. I said, Aaron Judge is hitting so good.
Yeah.
And we're
back
moved. On with, okay. Hello, Bob. Hello, Bob.
Yeah, it was weird. I didn't even move. It just went out completely, so I don't know what happened.
We're all good. It doesn't matter. I brilliantly...
You said something about a Judge, then I lost
you. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's okay, because they're right now in his postseason, a lot of people have lost him. 161 in this postseason, but 203 lifetime. When you talk to people, what are their theories? Why?
It's just the way people pitch to you differently in postseason. They focus so much on just getting you out, and they don't worry about the rest. I think that's why we've seen the Bucky Dents and Buddy Biancolanas and, Brian Doyles, even Tommy Edmond, where the big boys get shut down because they focus so much on you, and then they kind of let up on others. That's why I think you get guys in the bottom of the lineup that become the stars. Look at Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds didn't do anything until 2002. He
right.
was always shut down. And then he became a star in the postseason. A-Rod, same way. So a lot of times those big stars, don't come through. I mean, Shohei Ohtani, his batting average is okay, but, they pretty much shut him down in the postseason so far, too. It wasn't like he... has taken over any game single-handedly. Still doesn't have a stolen base, I don't think. So, no, I think teams focus so much on that, where, even the Yankees, I think they focus so much on getting Judge out in Soto to a degree that Stanton became a star.
Yeah, in fact, you mentioned Tommy Edman. Of course, all the connections here because he played a full summer here with State College, so I did his game. Same thing with Clay Holmes with the Yankees. So there's two State College connections out there in this World Series for the fans to look at. When you talk about Shohei Ohtani, we've talked about him a lot, Bob. Right. Just being the DH and not having to play the field, not pitching, did that do anything maybe to give him a few extra points on the batting average, other things? How much do you think it helped?
Oh, I think it helped a lot. Even Dave Roberts has talked about, hey, there's no way he's going to be able to steal that many bases next year, not when you're pitching too. I think what he's done this year is going to kind of convince him, maybe the Dodgers too, like in a couple of years, hey, enough of the pitching, just stick strictly to offense. And he should be an outfielder. I mean, he's got a great athlete.
Yes.
Great speed and everything else. So, I can see him playing center field, right field, what have you. But I think he'll be in the outfield in a couple of years.
Stan's a guy that has not been one of the great postseason players, but boy, he's been awesome this time through. When you look at him, I haven't even brought up Soto, but
guys like that can carry a team in a 10-day span, can't they?
They can. And because of what he did, I bet the Dodgers now start focusing on him, or maybe Judge steps up, or Soto steps up. It'll be interesting. Stanton, I want to say he doesn't have great numbers in L.A. He's from L.A., and obviously got a lot of family here, a lot of friends here. I wouldn't be surprised at all, Steve, to see him struggle.
Yeah. Soto, on display as usual as an all-around player, already has a championship ring. For you, in covering the game, how much fun is it to cover a guy like Soto when you now get to see him on an everyday basis?
Yeah, a great pure hitter. You know, I think people are getting carried away on some of the stuff, like, oh, well, he gets $600 million, $700 million. Well, when Ohtani, hits and pitches, Ohtani sells about $50-60 million endorsements and in attendance. Soto doesn't sell that many tickets. Nobody does. So we'll see. The one thing about Soto you worry about, he's still young, but you wish he was a better outfielder. You wish he was a better base runner. He did have a better year, much better year this year with the Yankees than with the Padres. The Padres were not a good fit. They were a better team this year without him than they were with him. So I'll be interested to see, how he does with his new team, new contract. I would think he'd stay with the Yankees. I'm sure the Blue Jays will make a big offer, the Giants. I don't believe the Mets. I think the Mets will say, you know what, we showed that we can do it by just spreading that money around. I wouldn't be surprised if the Mets just put money into the free agent market for pitchers and even let a guy like Pete Alonso go.
The Dodgers will go with at least a bullpen day. Is that indicative of all the injuries they've had and this is their best option? What do you think of that?
Yeah, I don't like it, but that's their only option. It's amazing that, gone through this with only three starters. And Jack Flaherty, who should have been with the Yankees, but he flunked his physical with his back. So the Yankees passed him up at the trade deadline when they had a deal done. And he falls in Dodgers' lap. But, Yamamoto's very erratic. Bueller, very erratic, too. It's hard to get more than four innings from these guys. So, yeah, the bullpen's just not a necessity. I mean, Dave Roberts really doesn't want to do it, but it works. It's been effective. I mean, it kind of blew up in game two of the LCS, but otherwise it's worked wonders for him.
Bob, always a pleasure. Thanks so much. Appreciate how we fought through the whole thing together, pal.
Sounds great. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate you. All right. Yeah. By the way, Tommy Edman, Clay Holmes. Tommy spent the whole summer here. Now, Holmes spent part of a summer here. Clay did. But Tommy was here the whole summer. Came out of Stanford, shortstop. I was thrilled for him winning the NLCS MVP. And because he's just one of the, like there's certain guys where, he's just a good guy. Well, Edmund's just a good guy. He just is. And so I was thrilled for him as to the fact that he was out there, got the MVP in the NLCS, and he solved a big problem for them at shortstop. I mean, they can keep Mookie Betts in the outfield because they have Tommy. And when they acquired Edmund from the Cardinals, remember what I said on the show? I said that quietly is an important acquisition for the Dodgers. And one of the reasons I thought it was important was, first of all, I think Tommy's a good player, but it keeps Betts in the outfield. All right. Take a break. This half hour brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, KR Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf online. SunburyMotors.com here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
October is SUV month. SUV month at Sunbury Motors Ford.
Sun, ride with the sun. Sunbury Motors.
Pick from
32 new Ford Escapes and 25 new Ford Bronco Sports, both discounted $4,000. And they're on sale starting at just $28,965. Choose from 19 of the totally redesigned 2025 Ford Explorer that comfortably seats 7 passengers, and they're reduced $5,000 and priced from only $39,230. Sunbury Motors, located in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, proudly owned by the Mertz family for 109 years. Hurry, sale ends October 31st.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.